Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. UPR's Carrie Bringhurst talks with her mom, Kathy Lynn Jones, about being a dance ambassador for the city of Mesquite, Nevada.
I belong to a senior dance team called the Mesquite Toes. Our average age is 69 and a half. I've only danced with them for 3 years, but they celebrated their 10th year anniversary this year. It started as an exercise class at the rec center. Out of the 10 beginners, 5 of them are still dancing. We took a trip this year to Palm Springs and to Knott's Berry Farm in California, and then next year we're going to Alaska on another cruise. We do about 26 different dances. We have tap classes, jazz classes, and clogging classes. I do like the clogging the best. I think it's the fact that you can take out all of your frustrations stomping your feet that loud.
Tell me about the group's favorite color.
Well, their costumes are all pink. That's their traveling attire. The costumes come in a variety of colors, but whenever we go anywhere, the director says, "Wear your pinks." So we all don our pink traveling suits or our pink shirts and cowboy hats, and off we go to represent the Mesquite Toes. The mayor of Mesquite, at the time they started doing their spectacular, which was 3 years into their beginning, he dubbed them the Ambassadors of Goodwill Ambassadors of Mesquite. Wherever we go, that's our motto, and we are the Goodwill Ambassadors. So we try to represent Mesquite, Nevada.
One of my favorite experiences this past year was being able to go with you and your friends, your Mesquitos, on a cruise of the Mediterranean. And you guys performed on the cruise ship, and you were the hit of the cruise ship. So I think you're being a little modest when you say you don't know how to dance, and especially you. You're a very good dancer.
No better than I think I am, but we do. We just really have a lot of fun. I think it's like playing dress up every time we put on a performance. It's just like, oh, we get to put glitter on our cheeks and we get to wear all this makeup.
And you guys are, you're just girly girls.
Oh.
All your glitter and all your bling.
And it's kind of like being in high school all over again. There's little cliques and there's little clashes and there's people's feelings get hurt and stories to tell. And some of my favorite memories in the Mesquitos are just the performances and the backstage. And it looks like, oh, you just get up there and you shuffle. But if they just could see behind the scenes of throwing outfits on and off. And we have dressers that give us their time to help us get ready for the next number.
How many hours a day would you say you practice?
A couple, 3 hours every day that we're not having classes. And there are some days that we would be in class for 4 or 5 hours. Just because it's showtime and you really have to crank it up when it gets close to the deadline. Let's talk about your high school experiences and your drill team adventures.
Oh, goodness. All I'm going to say about that is that having you be a Mesquito does feel a little bit like payback. I mean, I do. I remember coming to you and saying, oh, so-and-so did this, and oh, can you believe this, and oh, yeah, I don't want to go to practice again. So now I'm getting the phone calls. Oh, you would not believe what so-and-so did today. And this costume is not going to look good. And now I'm on the opposite side of things where I just want to say, really, grow up.
A couple more years, you'll get to join a senior dance group. And there you go.
Oh, thank you for that. Can't wait. Problem is, I don't know how to dance.
Now, wait a minute. I remember specifically taking every back road in Vernal to take you to a dance class in a lady's trailer. And do you remember the name of the song?
I Am a Dancing Poodle.
That's right. What do you mean you don't dance? I'll bet you could still do it.
Let me just, you know, close by letting you know how much I love you. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your dancing. I know that's filled an important role in your life. So thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.